At least 90 deaths across the southeast are blamed on hurricane-turned-tropical storm Helene. The storm dumped massive amounts of rain, unleashing devastating and deadly flash flooding, and washed away entire communities and stranded countless people, leaving them cut off from the outside world, especially in mountainous western North Carolina. President Biden is describing the storm damage as stunning.
The president was briefed again on Sunday evening about the impact of the devastating storm on an enormous swath of the southeast. Among the tragic stories is the North Carolina county that includes the city of Asheville, where at least 30 people were killed. Mr. Biden says he hopes to visit Hurricane Helene impacted areas this week, as long as it does not disrupt rescue and recovery operations. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Also at SRNnews.com, it's something that could lead to higher prices and a scarcity of goods.
With their contract about to expire, some 45,000 members of the International Longshoremen's Association are preparing to walk off the job. That could mean some 36 ports from Maine to Texas won't have goods loaded and unloaded. A prolonged strike could impact the holiday shopping season and the supply chain still recovering from pandemic disruptions.
Correspondent Jackie Quinn says the dock workers threaten to walk off their jobs tomorrow. As Israeli forces continue targeting Hezbollah in Lebanon, what's left of the terrorist group's leadership is vowing to pursue the fight against Israel, which today launched airstrikes on targets in central Beirut. A separate airstrike said to have killed a Hamas commander. Hamas also has a presence in Lebanon. On Wall Street, so far this morning, stock futures have been in the red. The Dow futures down 59 points. This is SRN News. Planned Parenthood has some unusual thoughts about sex ed.
The nation's largest abortion business also produces a sexual education curriculum for schools, and as you might expect, it presents abortion in a very positive light. But American Life League has been perusing Planned Parenthood's latest guidebook for teachers and reports that it also refers to prostitution as a form of, quote, interpersonal relationship. Additionally, the Planned Parenthood curriculum states that abstinence is unrealistic. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
International rights groups say Nicaragua is sliding into dictatorship as the government shuts down more than 1,500 nonprofits, about half of which are churches and ministries. The August closures were the latest in a long-running crackdown on religious groups, some of the last influential independent organizations in the country. That same month, the government revoked the tax-exempt status of all houses of worship. This is SRN News. Vice presidential candidates J.D. Vance and Tim Walz busy with debate prep.
Vance said at a Michigan rally that he's been preparing to debate the Democratic vice presidential candidate.
It's an opportunity for me to get to tell the American people how I think we can make their lives better and how Donald Trump's policies can make them more prosperous, can make the world more peaceful, and can secure that southern border.
Meanwhile, Walz in North Carolina called his Republican counterpart out for his remarks on immigrant communities in Vance's home state. Insiders say the Walz-Vance debate might shift some voter opinions since the presidential candidates have shared a stage just once in early September. Walz and Vance square off on Tuesday in New York. Hiya Punjwani, Washington.
AT&T is selling the rest of its stake in DirecTV to private equity firm TPG Partners, an approximately $7.6 billion deal. More details, SRNnews.com.